Bishop Harry R. Jackson, Jr., Senior Pastor of Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, and an advisor to President Trump on spiritual matters, died at home November 9th at 6:35 a.m. He was 67 years old. Hear about the heartfelt messages of faith leaders with the news of Bishop Jackson's passing, and learn more about his incredible legacy after a short message from our sponsors.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered, enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall, receive enrollment assistance, and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
Hope Christian Church announced Jackson's death on its website, saying, "It is with a heavy heart that we notify you that our beloved Bishop Harry R. Jackson, Jr. has transitioned to be with the Lord on November 9th, 2020. Information about the memorial service will be forthcoming. Please pray for the Jackson family's comfort and respect their right to privacy at this time." Pastor to more than 3,000 congregants, Jackson was a national and international Christian leader. He visited the White House frequently, and on Good Friday of this year, participated in prayer with Trump and other kingdom leaders as part of an Easter blessing. Jackson fought tirelessly for racial unity in America, especially within the church. He was part of a group, along with Vice President Mike Pence, that rebuked injustice after the death of George Floyd in Minnesota earlier this year. As the world learns of Jackson's unexpected death, many others are reaching out to honor a man who impacted them personally and the world around him for the cause of Christ. Stephen Strang, founder of Charisma Media, said, "Bishop Harry Jackson was a longtime friend, so I feel this loss personally. But more than that, he was a great leader in the body of Christ nationally, and he was astute and respected in many political circles. His passing leaves a huge hole." Reverend Samuel Rodriguez, president of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, released the following statement. "Bishop Harry Jackson can be best described as a man of impeccable integrity, an exemplary leader, and a role model for those committed to Psalm 89:14, righteousness and justice, truth and love. He will be sorely missed. Without a doubt, earth has lost one of God's generals, but heaven has gained. Bishop Harry Jackson will forever be remembered as a model of what it is to love God and love your neighbor." Dr. Alveda King, who spoke with Jackson the weekend before he died, said, "Bishop Harry R. Jackson, Jr., Christian brother, friend, and mentor to many, has transitioned, and now he is home with the Lord. Farewell for now, my friend." The bishop's first wife, Dr. Vivian Michelle Jackson, died April 2, 2018, after battling blood cancer. Jackson had just remarried September 5, 2020. He leaves behind his wife, Rosalind Lott, and two children from his first marriage. In his final sermon, preached at his home church this week, Jackson spoke of hope. "The world needs hope and truth," he said. Please join the Charisma Media staff and our families in praying for the Holy Spirit to comfort and guide all concerned, as only He can. For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.